Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's award season, and not just for movies, but for libraries, too. The New York City Public Library Awards are back for their fourth year in a row, in which we help invite New Yorkers to nominate your neighborhood branches that go above and beyond to serve your communities, libraries that will ultimately vie for top honors and a shot at a $20,000 prize. With me now to help launch the awards are Julie Sandorf, president of the Charles H. Revson Foundation, Sarah Needham, program officer at the Stavros Niarchos Foundation. They do this grant making together. And they're joined by a guest from one of last year's winning branches, Roxana Benavides, neighborhood library supervisor at the Sunset Park Library Branch. Julie, are you ready?
I'm ready, Brian. Thank you so much for having us.
There were 19,000 nominations last year. You ready for the deluge?
We are ready. In fact, over the past 3 years, over 35,000 New Yorkers have nominated their favorite libraries, all 207 branches. And they're telling us stories about how their branches enabled them to learn English, get a job, help their children with homework, decrease their social isolation if they're seniors or homeless families, and enrich everyone with the treasures of books and other materials that are free and open to everyone.
Sarah, remind us, what are some of the criteria on which the libraries are judged?
So last year, as you said, we had 19,000 nominations, and we really look for libraries that are helping the community, whether the variety of classes, how they're supporting individuals who are, you know, going through difficult times, and are real community hubs. And the nominations are just truly heartwarming, and every year it's been harder and harder to read all the nominations, because there's so many incredible libraries out there.
And listeners will tell you in a minute how to submit them formally, but we could start the library nomination narratives on the air. You can call up 212-433-WNYC and tell us why you love your local branch, 212-433-9692. And beyond that, there's a link on our website to the nomination form, which is at nyclibraryawards.org, nyclibraryawards.org. You have until March 13th to nominate your branch library for a $20,000 prize. And there are a number of runners-up.
Yeah. There are five $20,000 prize winners, and there are five $10,000 runner-ups. And this year, due to popular demand, our nomination forms are being translated to 10 languages.
Yeah.
English, Spanish, Korean, Russian, Haitian Creole, and four new languages, Bengali, Polish, Urdu, and Arabic. And we expanded that number because we received so many nominations in Bengali, Polish, Urdu, and Arabic last year that it's just proof positive of how Andrew Carnegie's dream is alive and well in this today's cities of immigrants. Libraries still remain the open door to discovering America.
Amazing. So call up in Urdu, Polish, English, or any other language at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 on your local branch libraries. Roxana Benavides is neighborhood library supervisor at the Sunset Park Library Branch, which was a grand winner last year. Hi, Roxana.
How you doing, Brian?
Doing great. Good to hear your voice again. Remind us why your library was chosen. What was kind of the heart of what your patrons were saying about you? And then tell us what you're doing with the prize money.
Actually, we receive a lot of recommendations from our community, which is a large immigrant community in Brooklyn. We serve probably the largest zip code with English as a second language speakers in Brooklyn. And many of the libraries were coming because of the services that we are providing to everyone. Like Julie said, we are open, free and open to everyone in here at any of the libraries in New York City.
And look at this. One of your patrons and fans is calling in. Julio in Sunset Park. You're on WNYC. Hello, Julio.
Hello, good morning.
What would you like to say?
I'm really glad that Roxana is on there representing Sunset Park. I think the library has been doing and has always done really great things for the neighborhood. And I hope we get another chance at winning again this year. because I think the library has just done so good for the neighborhood, and I'm excited for the library in the coming years.
How do you use it yourself?
Actually, when I first started graduated college, I went there to apply for jobs on a computer because I did not own a computer at home.
That's a very common use, Sarah, right?
Yeah, whether it's internet, Wi-Fi, coding classes, these libraries have incredible resources and really top programming throughout all of New York.
Roxana, I've heard somebody say that the best thing that a library could do for the community now is have a lot of terminals and outlets.
Yes, including some other programs too. And that's why I think our community has responded in nominating us. And like Julio's mentioned before, we had so many other services that we provide in addition to access to internet.
Julie, with the closing of the Barnes & Noble in the Bronx, there is not a single general interest bookstore in the whole borough.
That's right.
Are libraries filling that space?
Well, here's what we all have to be called to charge to do. The Barnes & Noble in the Bronx was open 78 hours a week. They were open till 10 or 11 o'clock every night, which allowed for working families to bring their families after work. And they were open every Sunday until 8 o'clock at night. The vast majority of the libraries in the Bronx do not have the funding to be open on Sundays, and they are not open late at night. And if you could imagine increased funding so that libraries are open to 10 and 11 o'clock at night, the number of additional ESOL classes, immigrant legal services that are so desperately needed but are limited by library hours at this point, that the libraries in the Bronx, all 35 of them, could expand what they do. And I am all for bookstores on every street corner. We need both. But we have this amazing resource that already exists in the Bronx, and really all we need is to increase the hours to even come close to what the Barnes & Noble offered.
Jackie in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Brian. I'm a first-time caller. I wanted to point out, so I live in Astoria, and we have a lovely library here, but I grew up in a town on Long Island called Port Washington, and we had this amazing library there, and I took it for granted growing up that I just thought all libraries were big and well-funded and had incredible programming and artistic exhibits. This is what I knew of libraries as a child. And then when I moved to different places around the city and even in Jersey City, when I would visit the libraries there, they were wonderful, had wonderful librarians. But it really just demonstrated to me just what your guest was saying about funding. And I had the good fortune to grow up in a neighborhood where we had a library that had money for amazing programming, amazing facilities. And I see that, you know, my eyes were clearly opened as I moved forward in life that how important that is. And so I would just encourage people to nominate their local libraries and that we should do everything we can to support everyone having a great library for kids and for the communities in the neighborhood.
It's interesting because I wonder if the libraries in a suburb like Port Washington and where you live now in Astoria, Queens, really serve very different functions.
Yeah, I would think they really do. I mean, Port Washington, the suburban community, a lot less diverse, obviously, than this area. We had one library. I don't know how many, you know, for how many residents, but, you know, it served its educational purpose. But if there was a lot of programming for immigrants or for other segments of the population as a child, I probably wasn't aware of it, but yeah. I wouldn't be surprised mm-hmm. either.
Right. Now, I grew up in Queens, but along your same Long Island Railroad line, so I have it seared into my brain. Manhasset, Plan Dome, and Port Washington.
You should check out the library there. It's really nice.
Thank you for calling. Julie, you're nodding your head.
Yeah, I grew up in Port Washington.
Huh.
And it was truly a community hub. And it was a magnificent building, and it was open all hours. And there is absolutely no reason given the size of New York City's budget, that we could not spare the funding for beautiful facility that is open and available as a community hub, much the way the Port Washington Public Library was. That was my home away from home growing up. I totally relate. But that purpose is happening all over the city now. It's just could happen more, and it could happen in spaces that honor our community the way our community strives for its own improvements.
Roxana, at the Sunset Park branch, you know that libraries have often served humanitarian purposes, like even being safe havens for immigrants.
Right.
And that term is taking on a different meaning with the politics of this moment. In 2014, the Brooklyn Public Library announced programs to provide immigrants greater access to citizenship and other legal services. English classes, as you mentioned, are often offered. Is it changing still, even now, with Trump and the current environment?
Quite the contrary. We are still going strong with all these services because this is what the library is all about. Our open doors, motto is it's still as valid today, and it will continue to be for us. And New York City, it's a city that understands that the importance of the immigrant communities that had come through all the years. This is exactly what this country is all about.
You don't
refer
people for deportation for overdue library books, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
We always welcome. Our doors are open to everyone. I'm an immigrant, so I understand perfectly the role that the public libraries have in the impact that they have in the life of immigrants communities.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Our ESL classes, our classes, cultural classes, programs will continue. So we are here for everyone.
Now, every year we do a special book-related series on the show to go along with the launch of the Library Awards and keep it going for the month that the nominating process is open, which is from now till March 13th this year. In years past, we asked you what books changed your mind about a firmly held belief and other things like that. This year, in the age of fictional news, we're going to invite listeners to try their hand at writing some historical fiction. We're going to launch that challenge later in the week, so stay tuned for that. But let's get one more library testimonial here. And how about Manu on the Lower East Side? Hi, Manu. You're on WNYC.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for getting me on the phone.
Sure, and I'm going to have to rush you because we have about 20 seconds, but you love the Tompkins Square branch?
Tompkins Square branch and the other branch, which is on Houston Street, far to the east, next to a school, and they're both wonderful. I especially like the one on Houston Street, wonderful, because it is very helpful to me, which I am an optimist.
And Manu, that has to be the last word because we're out of time, but I appreciate it. As we leave it there with Julie Sandorf, president of the Charles H. Refson Foundation, Sarah Needham, program officer of the Stavros Niarchos Foundation, and Roxana Benavides, neighborhood library supervisor at the Sunset Park Library. Also want to mention, in addition to those two foundations, the Heckscher Foundation for Children will also award this year the Heckscher Prize for Outstanding Service to Children and Youth to one additional outstanding library that proves this service to their community through the city's to the city's youth. And you can nominate, starting now, your branch library for any of these awards. There's a link on our website to the nomination form at nyclibraryawards.org, or go anytime to that URL, nyclibraryawards.org. You have until March 13th to nominate your branch library for a $10,000 or $20,000 prize. And stay tuned later in the week when we kick off our historical fiction series in conjunction. Thank you all very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.